Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, also known as the AfridaLoveShow.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host, Dr. Afrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I am so excited and delighted that you decided to tune in at this particular moment, at this particular hour, because we have a very special guest today. Amen. Praise God. And so what we're going to do is we are going to read Psalm 136, and of course we're going to pray. Want to introduce the guest, and then want to ask the guest questions. Amen. But I want to thank God, my family, and all of my friends for tuning in to the AfridaLoveShow.com on today. Amen. And praise God. So let us read Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And it says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us as we were able to wake up this morning, Lord. We thank you for starting us on our way, Lord. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask, Heavenly Father, would you continue to look upon those who are in hospitals, those who are in the convalescent homes, those who are just in need of prayer, which is everyone, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Lord, for blessing us at this particular moment, Lord. We thank you for each guest, each person who's listening online, and we thank you for being the God who you are in our lives, Lord. We ask that you continue to shed your light upon the people and help us to understand the will of God and the purpose of God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. And our guest is not here yet, but guess what? God says that we need to move forward. And what we're going to do is we are going to look at, as the Lord is speaking, amen, praise God. You always have to be ready at all times, amen. We're going to look at Psalms 136, Numbers 1 through 9. And this, I continue to go back to these verses because when I go back to these verses, these are the verses that God gives. And he wants us to know that we should always, always, always give thanks unto him, for he is good. So I'm excited because I have an opportunity to speak with you, the revelation of God. If our guest shows up, then I'm gonna cut myself short. But if she doesn't, God still has a word, and we can reschedule. Amen? Amen. All right, so I want you, amen, it's a whole bunch of people, amen. I have all these inboxes. Okay, praise God. So what we're going to do is we're going to look at Psalm 136. Numbers 1 through 9, and this is going to explain why we always, always, always read these particular sections which are in the Bible. So, get out a sheet of paper and let me set myself up here because I always have an alternative. All right, Psalm 136 through 9. First of all, Psalm is actually a song. And when we talk about the song or we talk about the songs of the Bible, Psalms is a song of the Bible. And so when we look at, we're going to break this down because we have plenty of time. When we look at this particular Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, the whole theme, what I want you to write down is the theme, because you have to know why you're listening to this particular psalm. You have to know why it's always read. So the theme is Thanksgiving. The theme is Thanksgiving. Now, when I mention the buzzword Thanksgiving, a lot of people think that Thanksgiving means how we celebrate Thanksgiving, of course, being with our family and giving thanks unto God and with food. But God says, and I want you to really think about this, with Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving is family, okay? And when we talk about family, we're also talking about the Father in heaven because Jesus is our Father. When we talk about the food, God is talking about our spirits, right? Our spirit needs to be fed with the word of God. So we're talking about our spirit. So we have family, we have food, and of course we have the living water, which is the drink. Amen? So when we talk about giving thanks unto God, amen, then we're giving thanks for everything that God has given unto us. So the theme is Thanksgiving. First of all, with Psalm 136, it says, give thanks to the Lord for he is good. So the question comes as to when should we give thanks unto God? Should we give thanks unto God every time he blesses us? Of course. Should we give thanks unto God when we're in the storms? Yes. Should we give thanks unto God when we are in need or want? Yes. Your praises, God says, should always be in advance because we have faith and we know and we believe that God will always, always come through for us. So no matter what, God always says, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. That means that everything that happens to us that is from the Lord is good. Amen? Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. Now, when we look at number two, it says, give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Now, with this particular second verse of this song, give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. When we say God of gods, there is only one God. But when we talk about the God of gods, we are speaking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's only one God. Do not get it mixed up with idols. And you notice that the second G is lowercase. So it says, give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Okay? So when we look at that and we talk about the love of God, how long does the love of God last? The love of God lasts throughout infinity. So his love endures forever. When we talk about love and the endurance of love, think about a runner. A runner does not finish the race until he or she crosses the finish line. Now, there are some instances in which the runner may have to stop because they're tired or because they may get hurt. But God says that his love endures forever. It endures when we're in the ark of safety, and his love endures when we're out of the ark of safety. But God's love endures forever. Okay? Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of Lords. We're giving thanks to the Lord and God. Those names are used synonymously. We're talking about the same person. There is only one God. Amen. There is only one Lord, and there is only one Jesus Christ. Amen. Because his love endures forever, everlasting love. No matter what we do, no matter what happens, God is going to always, always, always love us, no matter what. And I always say this, if we feel like we are far apart from God, it's only because, if we feel like we're far apart from God, it's only because we're running from God. We're not running to God. Amen? Amen. It says, to him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Once again, I just told you we only serve one Lord. It says, to him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. In the Bible, there were many instances where Jesus turned the water into wine, and Jesus raised up Lazarus, and he healed the woman with the issue of blood. And when the Hebrew boys went in the fiery furnace, Jesus was there with them, and he was healing the blind, and he was healing the leper, and he was healing, he was taking out demons within this little. And so Jesus alone can do the work of the world. We just have to submit and pray unto him because he does wonders. He does the unimaginable. He does those things. And so he does great wonders, and his love endures forever. It says, who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. We all know that the earth was created by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We also know that we were created by our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And everything our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ creates is good. Now, things of the world causes us to be or make bad decisions. But most importantly, each person who's made, your brothers and sisters in Christ and your brothers and sisters, everybody is made in the image of God. But for some reason, sometimes people become, God says, unmolded, which means that we unwind ourselves or we disassociate ourselves from God and we begin to look like the world. So we should always, always magnify the Lord by acting like Him and acting like He's our Father, right? And also, with that, our behavior should exemplify our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Okay, His love endures forever. Hold on. Let's see. No. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. And we said that. Who by His understanding made the heavens, His love endures forever. We all know that Jesus Christ created everything. There's no secret about it. Jesus Christ created everything. And so, therefore, we know that no matter what, His love endures forever. It basically says the same thing. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. I'm going to stop right there. Who spread out the earth upon the waters. Jesus was the only person who could walk on the water. Amen. And so that's a miracle within itself, right? And so as the Lord is showing, when Jesus walked on the water and there was no one else who could walk on the water, Jesus is showing us that no one else can help us when the storms of life comes. No one else can help us when we are about to drown, amen, in whatever it is. Only God can. His love endures forever. Jesus reminds us of that. And He reminds us to never forget what He's done for us. And so when we talk about enduring love, we talk about that love that stretches from the highest mountain to the lowest valley. And so we could be up and then we could be down, but the love of God remains the same, right? Who spread out the earth upon the waters, His love endures forever. Who made the great lights, His love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, His love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, His love endures forever. So what God is saying in all of these particular numbers is that no matter what, no matter what season, no matter what's going on, God's love endures forever. Jesus is showing right now, He's showing a runner, and I just said this, He's showing a runner, and the runner, I want you to imagine a runner running long distance, right? And you have this runner who's running long distance, and so you know that a runner who runs long distance must have some type of endurance. And so when we talk about the endurance, this runner has to run and run and run and practice. And so Jesus says that when He speaks about the endurance of His love, He says His love is a marathon that repeats itself over and over and over again. He says we get tired in the journey as people, as humans, we do. We get tired in the journey and we want to give up. He says, but His love continues to hold us and sustain us in spite of everything. So we continue to run. We continue to run our race. And so when we talk about endurance, I want you to think about limitless love. God's love continues to be manifested within us. His love is perfect for us. His love continues to endure forever. Amen? Amen. And so what I want you to do is I want you, on that same sheet of paper, I want you to write down three principles that the Lord has given, and He's going to give them in just a second. All right? All right. And so here it is. All right, number one, when we talk about endurance, I want you to write down the word love of God. Okay? Love of God. When we talk about endurance, because God is going to tie all of this in. Number two, when we speak about the creation, write creation, okay, and write the love of God. So we have endurance, we have creation, and when we speak about the disposition, or we speak about the attitude of God, our Lord and Savior, I want you to write love of God, okay? Now, let me tie all this in because I want you to understand why God's love endures forever. Okay? The Lord speaks and he says, in order to inherit, I want you to write this down as the revelation is coming. Please write it down. In order to inherit the kingdom of God, and write this down because this is the one and only. In order to inherit the kingdom of God, one must endure the love of God. One must not hinder God's love through deception, evilness, or hate our God. So let me read that again. In order to inherit, and this is for endurance, in order to inherit the kingdom of God, one must endure, underline endure, the love of God. One must not hinder God's love through deception, evilness, or hate our God. Okay, that's number one. Number two, we're going to look at creation. The creation of the earth, and God says, put all in capitalized. All mankind is good. The creation of people causes each soul to either run to God or run from God. The endurance of God remains the same. Amen. Amen. So you have, because I have a lot of people on the line, praise God, amen. Y'all are not supposed to be excited because I have to give this lesson, amen. All right. So number one, we talked about endurance, the love of God, right? And it says, in order to inherit the kingdom of God, one must endure the love of God. One must not hinder God's love through deception, evilness, or hate of our God. Amen. Amen. Number two, and this is coming straight from the revelation of God. Praise God. We spoke on the creation, the love of God, the creation of mankind, the creation of the earth. The creation of the earth and all, underline all, mankind is good, meaning that all of your brothers and sisters are good. The creation of people causes each soul to either run to God or run from God. And God says sin causes us to run from him. He says, and love and obedience causes us to run to God. He says, but the endurance of God's love remains the same. Number three, we talked about disposition, and that really means the attitude. Our attitudes and God's attitudes. And this is what God says. He says, the makeup of a Christian's soul is decorated with either the kindness and love of our Lord and Savior, Christ, or the evilness impacted by the devil. There can be no lukewarm Christians. Each Christian is either on fire before our Lord, or cold as ice and have hardened. Let no man, we're speaking about women too, deceive you, saying, I am a Christian, if they do not resemble their father. Take heed, we boast not in the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Because of his favor and grace, that will be bestowed upon us. Make mention of your father's prayers and forget not all of his great deeds. Create within yourself to love and immaculately filled with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, brethren, that Jesus will continue to love all of his children . But there will be some who shall see his face. Be ye not afraid, for favor and grace shall soon arise. Be a blessing to each and every person. And don't forget them of God's goodness towards you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want you to think about that, because I'm going to read it over, and God wants me to really give you a breakdown in simple form of what all this means. God is good. He's worthy, amen, to be praised. Amen. Amen. All right. So here it is. Okay, so when the ministry first began, I gave you three words, and I told you endurance, that's the love of God. I said creation, that's the love of God. Disposition, which also means attitude, the love of God. And on number one, God spoke, and he said, and we looked at the word endurance, and I told the particular members, and I told the, I was about to say congregation, I told the listeners, amen, all of the listeners, I said, when we speak about endurance, I want you to think about a runner, and that runner has to have endurance in order to finish a race. And so God gave me in his revelation, he says, in order to inherit the kingdom of God, he says, one must endure the love of God. And I know that many of you think, well, what do you mean endure the love of God? We must allow the word of God to be within us in order so that we can reciprocate that and we can move it, God says, into action. We are getting ready for the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to dispensate the blessings and things of that nature. But in order to inherit the kingdom of God, then we must endure the love of God, and we must love one another. One must not hinder God's love through deception, evilness, or hate our God. Now, many times we hinder the voice of God or hinder the blessings or the favor and grace because of deception. We try to deceive God. We try to pretend like we love God, and we go through the motions of going to church, but we don't know how to treat our brothers and sisters. Or we go through the motions of going to church, and then we just live any kind of way. And then we talk about evilness or hate our God. We're speaking about people who don't even acknowledge who God is. But God says in spite of all that, he still loves us, right? He says he still loves us, but in order to really inherit the kingdom of God, which means the favor and the grace and the mercy, you must endure the love of God. And when we talk about the love of God, that means that we as well must reciprocate the love of God to others, whether they know God or not. Okay, then we talk about the creation, and the creation still has to do with the foundation, the love of God. The creation of the earth and all mankind is good. Every person that you see on a daily basis, God created them as good creatures. Now, the question becomes, how in the world did all of these things come and make this person just hate God, or make this person hate people or do evil things? And God says, because when we're out of the ark of safety and when we are foreign to the word of God, he says, then we begin to act like the world because we don't know any better. Now, you have some individuals who know the word of God, but still they turn to their old wicked ways. And God says that's just being deceptive and being, God calls it, hard-headed. And so you don't want to do good. But God says each person, and I want you to think about this on a daily basis, wherever you are, each person that you encounter is good because God made them that way. The challenge is, because we're good people, sometimes we make bad decisions, right? Sometimes our thoughts, our minds, our processes, right, or not of God. And so we have to pray for each other, and that's why I'm going to explain to you this project in a few minutes. We have to pray for each other each and every day. We have to pray for each other constantly, in season and out of season. Then it says the creation, God says, the creation of people causes each soul to either run to God or run from God, but the endurance of God remains the same. I want you to do me a favor, as God is showing this, because I have to show you. And I'm going to do something real quick here. Let's see. All right. I want you to draw an arrow going west and an arrow going east. All right? I want you to put on one of the arrows, it doesn't matter which one, I want you to put run to God, and I want you to put run from God. Now, if you notice on one of these arrows, the arrow is pointing opposite of the word run, because you put run to God on top. And it's usually the west arrow. When you write run, then there's an arrow pointing to the west, but you see the person running to the east. And then when you go east, when you put the arrow east, then the run from God is pointing that particular direction. What does that say? God says many people are running from God instead of running to God. And so how do we get into the notion? First of all, let's look for running to God. And God says in order to run to him, he talks about when we run unto God, he talks about chasing God. And when we say chasing God, we're not talking about you running behind God, because God says nobody has to chase him. Hey, man, nobody has to chase our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, right? So when we run to God, then we're running to love, we're running to favor, we're running to grace, we're running to mercy, we're running into forgiveness, okay? So when we run to God, we're running to love, favor, grace, mercy, forgiveness. When we run from God, it's just the opposite. We're running to hate, displeasure, lack of grace, no mercy, and none forgiveness. Right? And so it feels like that God is far from us, but put your hand on your chest. Either way you run, if you run to God or if you run from God, God is this close to you, because God says, I have my eye on you, I'm watching you. He says, and I still love you. And God loves us in spite of. That's why I said if you are one of the individuals who are running from God and you're experiencing all of these dead-end streets, hate, displeasure, lack of grace, no mercy, non-forgiveness, right? If you're running into a dead-end street, because you're going to run into a dead-end street, and eventually God says you're going to have to start moving towards Him because there's nowhere else to go. You can run from your calling. You can run from years from your calling, but your conscience is not going to allow you to run forever. God says, because your endurance is going to run out, but His love continues even when we are tired. His love will continue. So God says He wants us this particular day to run to Him. You're running to love, favor, grace, mercy, and forgiveness. When we run from God, we're running into a dead-end street. Hate, displeasure, lack of grace, no mercy, non-forgiveness. We're running into all that. So God is saying that we must run to Him. Because what's going to happen, like I said, when we run from God, we're going to run a pretty good while, and we're going to eventually get tired, and there's going to be dead-end streets, nowhere to go, right? And we're going to eventually, God says, in this shifting, we're going to eventually move back unto Him. Because God is changing the spiritual atmosphere, because we have to love our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This is non-negotiable, ladies and gentlemen. Who woke you up this morning? Who started you on your way? Who gave you a reasonable portion of your health and strength? Nobody but God. That's it. Your alarm clock didn't wake you up. My alarm clock, matter of fact, didn't even go off this morning. God woke me up in time, right? So we can't depend on human beings. We have to depend on God, and God says it doesn't matter whether we believe in Him or not. God is going to let us just run so far, and then we're going to have to turn back. Amen? Amen. Now, when we talk about the disposition or the attitude, and this is what Jesus says, and this is a long one right here, and we're going to break it down and we're going to simplify it. It says, for the disposition, when we talk about disposition and love of God, it says the makeup of a Christian soul is determined by either the kindness and love of our God and Savior Jesus Christ, or the evilness impacted by the devil. The makeup of the soul, draw a circle, the makeup of our soul, and our soul is really our heart, remember, because that's our church, put church in the middle. And there are two different types of people. There are kind people, and then there are evil people. We all know that. And when we speak about evil, we just spoke about that everybody's good. But we have some people on Jesus' payroll and some people on Satan's payroll. And either way, each entity, each person is working hard for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or working hard for the devil. And God says that, you know, when He talked about the tare and the wheat, the separation. God says there's a separation. He says, and these things even happen in the church. People go to church and still have hate in their hearts, right? People go to church and still have hate. He says, but there's going to be a shifting of kindness within this particular realm. And the sad part about it, ladies and gentlemen, is as God is showing, He says a lot of people know who He is. We know who God is. He says, but we act like we don't, the way we treat our brothers and sisters. We act like we don't even know who they are. So when we look at the kindness and the evilness within the church, which is our hearts first, God says that there's a determination that we must move toward kindness. There can be no lukewarm Christians. Now, coffee is hot or cold. Either it's hot or cold. And God says that for those who are evil, He says, imagine some hot coffee. He says that He's going to spew them out of His mouth. When something's too hot, you can't swallow it. It's scorching hot. You can't swallow it. And God says there's going to be spewing out of the mouth. And what God is showing, He says, a lot of people, and I continue to say this, and we're breaking this down because it's a long form. A lot of people, the Christian people, when we looked at the soul and the church as being the center of our soul, and whichever side you're on, you know which side you're on, whether you're kind or whether you're evil, you know which side you're on. God says that it's a lot of us who are in the churches. It's a lot of us who are given the word of God, who exemplifies that we love God. We love God, but oh man, I cannot stand my neighbor. And that's not of God. God is their father too. And no matter what, God requires that we love ye one another. It's a commandment. It's not a choice. You don't get to choose who you like. You know, you don't get to choose who you like on earth. God says it's required. That's a prerequisite of being a Christian. You know, and do stuff without murmuring and complaining, especially if it's for the kingdom of God. You know, and so if we always went to God and asked God for something and he complained, then where would we be? Because I know if it had not been for the Lord on my side, my question is, where would I be? Amen. Where would you be? So you know what type of soul you have. This goes for the spiritual world and the physical world. This goes with how you handle people. You know, we talk about kindness and evil. You know who you are. Now, so we can't have any lukewarm Christians. Either you hot or you cold. It's either or. And either you're on fire for our Lord or you're cold as ice and have hardened your hearts where the Lord cannot enter in. Guess what? When we say that the Lord cannot enter into your heart, we are not speaking that the Lord cannot, that he's not in control of you now that you've hardened your heart. Because if the Lord wanted to soften your heart, the Lord could cause something to happen that will humble us. Mm-hmm. So when we talk about a hardened heart, we talk about those hearts of unforgiveness. Somebody's done you wrong and woe is me. You won't forgive them in the world, but you want everybody to forgive you. I'm just being real. God says that our hearts cannot be hardened. We must forgive. That is a prerequisite of being a Christian. There's no use in running to the church every time the church door is open if we can't even forgive our neighbor, our brothers and sisters. There's no use. God says your going is in vain because throughout the week, you act like you don't even know who God is. You act like he's not your father because the way you handle people and you complain about every single thing. We complain on a daily basis, and it's people who can't even walk. It's people who can't even talk. It's people who can't even see. But yet we're complaining because somebody made us mad. God says, give it to him and pray about it. Then it says, let no man deceive you, saying, I am a Christian, if they do not resemble their father. Now think about it. When you have kids or when somebody is in your family, there is some type of resemblance. And if people have to question and say, I thought you told me you was a minister. I thought you told me you was this or that, a missionary, a deacon, whoever. I thought you told me you was that, but this, your actions won't add up. Wherever you go, ladies and gentlemen, God says it's a requirement that you show people you belong to him. You don't have to get up there in every conversation you have and say, I'm a child of God. Jesus is my father. Praise you, the Lord. I read my Bible every day. I know the verses backwards and forward from Genesis to Revelations. I know the New Testament, the Old Testament. Amen. I can finish what the pastor's saying. Good for you, but are you treating your brothers and sisters right? It's the difference between being a Christian time and being a Christian full time. See, we can't be a Christian full-time on Sunday and be one part-time throughout the week. But some of us want to do that by the way we treat others, by our complaining all the time. But yet we say that we belong to God. Amen. Then it says, take heed that we boast not of the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of his favor and grace that will be bestowed upon us. Now, many of us are going to get blessed, and we're going to get blessed real good. I mean real good. To the point where you have enough for everybody. You have enough love to go around for everybody. But we know that God is coming. And so when we talk about boasting, we're not talking about just telling people that Jesus is coming with favor, grace, and mercy. We're speaking about when Jesus blesses us in a mighty, mighty way. We don't rub it in somebody's face who may, it may not be their season, but we bless them with what God has given unto us. We are blessing each other through the power of God, because guess what? Today may be your day, but tomorrow might be their day. Amen? And so we have to take heed that we boast not in the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ and what he is going to do for us, because some people, it's not their season. But God says he is going to test us. He's going to try the spirit. And he's going to test us to see if we're really going to bless somebody else. So, in other words, don't be selfish. That's all it is. Make mention of your father in your prayers and forget not all of his great deeds. When you pray unto God, our Father with joy to heaven. Jesus taught us how to pray in the Bible. As our Father We don't own anything. We're not praying to gods. We're not praying to cause and how. We're not praying to those things. We are praying to our Father. We are asking God for our wants and needs. We are thanking God for what he's done in the present and the future. And that's what we are doing, right? We are doing this. Make mention, God says, don't forget about me. There's a song that says, Jesus, I'll never forget what you've done for me. Jesus, I'll never forget how you set me free. And the question is, how can I forget? So God wants us to remember who he is and not forget all of his great deeds. It says, create within yourselves a church given unto love and immaculately filled with the Holy Spirit. God says our soul shall be clean. Evilness, jealousy, hatred, hating on folks, talking about folks, gossiping about folks, not liking people because they don't look like you, not liking people because they don't drive a Mercedes like you, not liking people because they have a bigger church than you. None of that. God says, create with yourselves a church given unto what? Love and immaculately filled with the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Creating me a clean heart, Lord, so that I may not sin against God. That means your heart should be clean. There's no need to be jealous of your neighbor because your neighbor, God has blessed your neighbor with something. Amen? Work hard and God will bless you with something. There's no need to be worried about the next fella when God says that we need to first look at ourselves and we need to remove this large plank out of our eye. Amen? Then it says, I tell you, brethren, that Jesus will continue to love all of his children, but there will be some who shall see his face. Jesus loves every single person on this earth. There is not one person that Jesus doesn't love. There is not one person whom Jesus does not love. He loves every single person on earth. Jesus loves every single person. But God says there are some he has called out. There are some people that he has already called out. And he said those individuals will see his face. Amen. When we talk about seeing the face of Jesus, the visitation of the Holy Spirit, when we're talking about these things, we're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Right? He will continue. God says, I told you about that his love, the love of God, is enduring. He says he will continue. No matter what, he's going to continue to love us in spite of. In spite of our wrongdoings, in spite of how we treat people, he is going to continue to love us. And he's going to keep loving us because that's the type of God who we serve, okay? And there will be some that you'll see his face. Hey, man, people, we all have a date, right, with destiny. And so God is going to call some people home. But when God talks about the visitation, the favor, grace, and mercy, he's talking about the visitation to the people of God who are waiting and expecting him to come. Be ye not afraid, for favor and grace shall soon arrive. Be a blessing to each and every person. And don't forget to tell them of God's goodness towards you. That is very strong, ladies and gentlemen, what the Lord gave. And what the Lord is saying in this particular passage is this. Pretty soon, it's going to happen. When I say it, the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, with the dispensation of favor, dispensation of favor, grace, and mercy. Amen. I want you to think about that. Favor, grace, and mercy. And it's not going to be long before it happens. And God says, be ye not afraid, for favor and grace shall soon arrive. Be a blessing to each and every person. And don't forget to tell them of God's goodness towards you. Do not forget to tell the people who gave you that mansion, who gave you healing, who set you free, who blessed you to walk, who opened your mouth again when you could talk, who helped you to see, who opened up your ears, who changed your mind when you were depressed, blessed your family to come together, who blessed you with whatever it is. Don't forget to tell the people of God's goodness towards you and his mercy, which endures to all generations and forever. God's mercy is everlasting mercy. So be sure, and it's very important, be sure to be a blessing. And I want you to write this down because God continues to remind me. He says, be ye not afraid. And I'm going to give you time to write it. Be ye not afraid, for favor and grace shall soon arrive. And then it goes on to say, be a blessing. Did you hear the word to each and every person? And don't forget to tell each person of God's goodness towards you. Each person, ladies and gentlemen, has a testimony. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter where you've been. Each person has a testimony. And each testimony, believe it or not, is different because God does different things within the lives of people. So each testimony is not going to be the same. There are going to be some testimonies which are fairly different. And so in looking at the different testimonies, we are to make sure that we are a blessing unto others. And so that's what God gave me tonight. Amen. And so I really want you to think about everything that was said. I really want you to think about everything that was said. Because we serve a true and living God. We serve an awesome God. We serve a powerful, powerful, powerful God. Amen. And so I'm going to go over this one more time. I'm going to read it without explaining it because I've already explained it. Amen. Because I have a lot, it's a lot of people online now, a lot of people. And I want to make sure, my job is to make sure that you understand what the Lord is telling us. Okay? And it says this. Let's see here. I need to put on my glasses. All right. So I gave you three components. I said endurance, the love of God, and I gave you an example of a runner. Creation, love of God. Then I said disposition, which is attitude, love of God. This is from the revelation of God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. In order to inherit the kingdom of God, one must endure the love of God. One must not hinder God's love through deception, evilness, or hate our God. That was for endurance. Number two is creation, the love of God. The creation of the earth and all mankind is good. The creation of people causes each soul to either run to God or run from God, but the endurance of God remains the same. And I showed you two arrows pointing to the west and to the east. And I told you that one of those particular arrows, when you write the word run to God or run from God, goes in the total opposite direction. And God says many of us are going in the opposite direction of God. That is why we're missing the mark and missing his favor, grace, and mercy. Then we spoke of the disposition or the attitude, which God says he still loves us in spite of. And it says the makeup of a Christian soul is determined by either the kindness and love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ or the evilness impacted by the devil. I asked you to draw a circle and I put church in the middle. And the church is not the edifice that you praise and worship with your family and friends on Sundays, but the church starts or begins within your heart. You know if you're on the fence of kindness or evilness. And I talked about the part-time Christians in regards to the full-time Christians. And many people want to be full-time on Sundays and want to be part-time throughout the week. Praise God. But there can be no lukewarm Christian, says the Lord. Each Christian is either on fire for our Lord or cold as ice and have hardened their hearts. Let no man deceive you, saying, I am a Christian, if they do not resemble their father. Take heed that we boast not in the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because of his favor and grace that will be bestowed upon us. Make mention of your father in your prayers, and forget not all of his great deeds. Create within yourselves a church given unto love and immaculately filled with the Holy Spirit. I tell you, brethren, that Jesus will continue to love all of his children, but there will be some who shall see his face. Be ye not afraid, for favor and grace shall soon arrive. Be a blessing to each and every person, and don't forget to tell them or tell the people of God's goodness towards you. Amen. Amen. And so when we look at this, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to conclude now. And if you want to listen to the ministry again, all you have to do is go to that freetoloveshow.com and click on Love Radio. But the revelation of God was very heavy this tonight. And so I want you to go back and read it for yourself. And the thing about it, God says you should be always ready at all times. We have to be ready for the Holy Spirit. We never know when God is going to call us to give his word. So that's why he says, be you ready at all times, because God is going to call us. And when he calls us, we have to be ready to give the word of God to this world. We have to be ready to do that. And so God really gave the revelation tonight. This was not even scripted, amen. And we're going to have to reschedule the interview if possible. But we're going to move forward with the show, amen. The show doesn't stop. It keeps going. It keeps moving, because I told you that the Lord has really anointed this particular ministry. So when there is a show, God always is going to have a word, amen, as a backup, because this is a particular time and a particular place in which we need to know who God is and what God is saying. Amen. We have to know what God is saying so that we know which direction to move. Is that right? That's right. Amen. And so at this particular time, I'm going to ask that you have an opportunity at this particular time to accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, or to reject the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and it's really up to you. When you accept the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you say, Lord, I accept you. I want my church to be a church filled with kindness. And we're talking about your heart, ladies and gentlemen, because if your church is filled with deception and evilness and complaining, then that's what you're going to put out. It doesn't matter. God has no respect to person. It doesn't matter if you go to church every Sunday. It doesn't matter if you can quote every scripture. That doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you're a full-time Christian on Sundays. If you are a part-time Christian throughout the week, there is a problem. And shepherds, people who are over churches, people who are over these ministries, whether it's an online ministry or whether it's a face-to-face, what really needs to be reiterated in the church is full-time Christians. We don't need any part-time Christians. You go to church on Sundays, you go to evening service, you go to the Bible study on Wednesdays, and then something happened between Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. But then when you go into the house of the Lord, or when we go into the house of the Lord, then we holy. We full-time Christians. God needs you to be there every day. We can't be part-time. When you work, when we work for the kingdom of God, we're not part-time Christians. And I don't mean you have to be up at church 8 hours. I'm speaking about the church in your heart. How you treat people, how you interact with people, the complaining, are you positive, are you uplifting? And I'm telling you, God says that the people of God, the people who know God, the anointed people, some of us get out of an ark of safety, and we become gospels. And God is not pleased with that, because we know better. We know better than that. Our behaviors should always be love. We should be teaching the world, not the world teaching us, and then we adapt to the world. We should be teaching the world. God has called you. He has anointed you with a voice to minister. And the world shouldn't be teaching us anything. We should be teaching the world love and kindness. See, we can't put on that Christian robe and then act like hell. We can't do that. God is looking for leaders, people who can stand on their own 2 feet. If somebody's whispering in your ear, tell them to talk to God. He has the best solution. God has the best solution to all problems. Trust me. He has the best solution. And ask yourself, what would Jesus do in this circumstance? What would he do? He definitely wouldn't go around gossiping about somebody. He definitely wouldn't go around being mean to somebody, complaining. If you see that in the Bible, call me up, let me know. I have yet to see that Jesus was complaining. Even when he was on the cross, he was peaceful, crucified. So, to be full-time, my prayer is, Lord, I want to be a full-time Christian. If I've been acting part-time, please forgive me. I want to be full-time. I want to treat people right. I want to do good towards people. Because I want to make it to heaven, and I want to receive eternal life, and I want to receive everything I'm supposed to while I'm down here. I don't want anyone to help me miss my blessing. Stop being a part-time Christian. Pastors, it's time to begin teaching about full-time. We all need to go full-time. We can't be part-time Christians. There's no such thing as part-time. On Sunday, you want to go full-time, but the rest of the week is part-time. Full-time. Amen. All right, so once again, it's yours to accept or reject. When you accept the Lord, you just ask the Lord to come into your heart, and the Lord will do the rest. When you reject, keep praying and ask the Lord to show you direction. Amen. This concludes our segment on endurance, creation, and disposition. This was basically the revelation of God, and God is just that good. He says, I will never leave you in the wilderness. I will never take you to the wilderness and leave you there without a word from on high. And so whenever we schedule something, it's going to happen. When we schedule, it will happen, because either it's the revelation or it's the person speaking in the interview. Amen? And we'll reschedule. We understand that people's schedules are hectic, but God always has a word. This show will go on no matter what. Amen? And because God has authorized this, this is God's show. This has nothing to do with me. So just know that each and every time God is going to give a word. Amen? Praise God. All right. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Or you can go to the alfredaloveshow.com. That's alfredaloveshow.com. alfredaloveshow.com. And you can click on Love Radio. When you click on Love Radio, whoop, there it is. You will be right there on the radio ministry. Amen? Amen. In addition to that, gospel artists, promoters, writers, actors, actress, journalists, media, newspaper, all of you, please, Facebook, Alfreda Love at ALFREDALOVE. Or FREDALOVE, or you can email me at EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the alfredaloveshow.com. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. If you have to pray for all of them, put them all in one line and pray for them one by one, and be sure to call their names. Be sure to call their names. And whatever it is that you know that they need, pray for your family members. Don't forget to pray for yourself. Pray for those you know and those you do not know. As a matter of fact, we have a nationwide program going on entitled A Love Affair Around the World. A Love Affair Around the World. Hashtag it. I'm getting excited. A Love Affair Around the World. Be sure to hashtag it. Amen. We're going to select 2 cities or states or countries, whatever it is. We're going to pray for them. We're going to pray for each person in there. And you say, but I don't know everybody. You don't have to know everybody. Just pray for them. Amen. You don't have to know everybody. Just pray for them. Praise God. In addition to that, make sure that you grab your calendars. Go get your calendars right now. Grab those calendars, each and every one of those calendars. Please go get them right now. Grab those calendars. Amen. Mark down February the 18th through the 20th. That is the Stellar Awards, in which artist, your favorite artist, are acknowledged because their music ministers into our soul. So be sure that you look at February 18th through the 20th with our gospel artist. Amen. In addition to that, let's look at our websites. Okay, if you go to alfreda.com, what you will find are some articles, many articles. And actually, I'm going to have to add more as the year passed by. Then they began to update the articles and some of the articles in the archives. But the main articles we have are about celebrities, entertainment, different TV shows, effective presentations, things of that nature. So please be sure that you are visiting those particular websites. Amen? Those particular articles. I'm sorry. Be sure that you're reading all of them. Let your friends and family know as well. All right? Good. Now, go to the favorite, my favorite website, AlfredaLoveShow.com. And what I'm going to do is, with my other computer, I'm going to pull up different sections of the website, because every time I go to AlfredaLoveShow.com and I pull up a particular page, I pull up a particular page, and then it continues to load. So when you go to AfridaLoveShow.com, you will hear this lovely, lovely, lovely music. Amen. You will hear this lovely music playing. That is by Miss Cherie Boyd, and she's coming on the ministry as well. But when you go to the home, you'll find Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. And as I said before, she's interested in film and gospel. Then you'll see Minister LaShawn McLemore. She's interested in ministry and gospel. Then you'll see yours truly. This is Love Radio. If you click on it, Whoop 30 is, you'll be right there. If you click on it now, it'll say live. Then if you need a speaker, Whoop 30 is, there's my bio, Love's interview. I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. Then there's the school tutorial site if you need tutorials. Then February the 18th through the 20th, that's the Stellar Awards, as you already know. Upcoming events, Stellar Awards, radio show, you click on Love Radio, and whoop, there it is. Spiritual Guide to Go, please check out my spiritual book. This particular guide is an excellent guide, so please be sure to read it. I thank each and every one of you for purchasing the spiritual guide on the go. Thank you so much. When you click on About the Venue, you will find that this radio station is an outlet for conversation with people all over the world, gospel music, and most of all, communicating about different events. And you see many different pictures on here. This is from the different events that I was able to attend. Upcoming events is the Stellar Music Awards. Of course, this is the AfridaLoveShow.com, so artists and media, as you have been, be sure to connect with me on Facebook, A-L-F-R-E-D-A. L-O-V-E, or email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Woo, I'm getting excited. I would love to interview artists, cover events, speak, or know about any opportunities in the entertainment world. Amen. Location and contact. If you have a review and you want to leave a review, write your name, your email, the subject, and the message. And, of course, the contact is emonya_love@yahoo.com. So, gospel artists in the ministry. These are many of the gospel artists who are in the ministry. There's your host. And please support these gospel artists and all of their music, amen, because their music really ministers unto our souls. Then if you go to links, you will see Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. You will see Minister LaShawn McLemore. Then you will see the radio station, Love's Comedy and Entertainment. You'll see my LinkedIn page. You'll see Love's Media and Event Coverage. You'll see a spiritual guide. You'll see Love Lift Jesus Ministry and many articles. So be sure to check out each of those links. Then when you go to meet artist Eddie Ruth Bradford, there's her bio as well as her music below her. Amen. So be sure to check her out. Then yours truly, Dr. Avrita Love. That's my bio and some of the topics that I speak on. So you need a speaker, whoop, there it is. Love Author Corner. This is my library. I am going to add more books, as I always say, but that's really going to happen because we have many different authors. All right, for the health and human performance, this particular article, as I always say, applies. It's still applicable. It's still up to date because we need to do these things in order to remain healthy. Then we go to entertainment and television. These are some of the entertainers that you always see on TV. Please support what they're doing and things of that nature. Please, please, please support. Then there is R&B. We have two R&B singers, one gospel artist, and she's also into entertainment. So there's Faith Evans, Bulawami, and the Mary J. Blige. So please be sure to continue to look at this page as I will be adding other individuals. Then there is Meet Artist Minister LaShawn McLemore. The Lord's really going to bless her. If you read her bio, there is her little radio station there. So please read about her, support her music, and things of that nature. And we're actually in the creation of some press kits so that we can speak to some different individuals and open up a couple of shows for different gospel artists as well as speaking engagements and things of that nature. So please be sure to reach out to us. It's emonyalove@yahoo.com. That's emonya_love@yahoo.com. Amen? Amen. All right. So be sure, everybody, to check out the AfridaLoveShow.com. You don't want to miss it. Amen. Amen. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it has been a pleasure. It has been an honor to be with you on tonight. I want to thank, oh my goodness, each and every person for tuning in. I want to thank the gospel artists who tuned in. Praise God. I want to thank all of my co-hosts and all of the inboxes like, yay, you're going to be speaking tonight. Thank you so much. Actually, that was God. I thank all of you for tuning in. And I just ask that the Lord continue to bless and keep you. Please look out for on tomorrow. I believe I'm going to interview someone tomorrow. It's Friday, yes. I believe I'm going to interview someone, and I will let you know. I have to look at my schedule. And so we're going to move forward, amen, because we serve a true and a living God. I want to tell you to continue to be encouraged. The weekend is almost here. Continue to hang on because God is hanging on to you. Don't let the hand of God go. Continue to pray unto God. Continue to believe that God can do everything but fail. And I guarantee you God will really work into your life. Do not become discouraged. Always remain encouraged. And always know that Jesus loves you, and so do I. And I want to thank God for blessing this ministry to grow. I want to thank God for blessing this ministry to have some of the most wonderful guests come on the particular ministry. I thank God for always having a word, for always having a revelation. I want to thank God for all of that. And so without further ado, if someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifted you up because God is love. And until tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Afrida Love. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com. Good night, everybody. We're having a little technical difficulties, but good night, everybody. And we're going to get these technological difficulties fixed. Thank you so much for listening to the AfridaLoveShow.com.